Congratulations, you've made an excellent life choice today. You're displaying strong character and good taste by tuning into this infotainment web zone. We're poorly informed and highly opinionated. This is Idiots Discuss the Universe.
Yeah, so hopefully I don't go into sad boy drinky drinky town. Yeah,
because that's as expensive as like needy girlfriend needs to get something from the store like every 45 minutes.
Yeah, definitely.
It's not as expensive every trip, but there's a lot of trips. Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's just a lot of expenses on things that like don't really need it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like that would be something that would make it off the Titanic. You
right.
know what I'm saying? It just wouldn't.
Yeah.
And it seems really necessary.
You need another tennis skirt, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Thought you had five of them, but, you know. But, yeah, no.
No, I get it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, no, I never really bought her stuff like that, but.
You guys would buy, you bought groceries together.
Yeah.
And you don't do that for yourself.
Right. Yeah, I should probably do that, though. That would be a good habit to get into, buying food.
Buying and preparing it.
And preparing it.
Don't just buy it and let it go bad in the fridge.
Yeah.
So that's the secret, is going to the store. When you're like, that's why I go to the store every day. Because I go every day and I get exactly what I fucking need for that day.
Yeah.
And then it's gone. You know what I'm saying? I do not throw food away.
Right.
Maybe some cookies or something. If I get like a snack thing, sometimes that goes stale before I finish it off, because I do literally get the stuff that I want to eat that day.
Yeah, that's like the European way to do it.
Yeah.
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 I've always liked that way.
A couple pieces of fruit, like a dessert and like a meal, and then maybe like some other, like a breakfast item or something, depending on whatever it is. But usually just like, you know, you can pretty much pick out your calories too, and it kind of like saves. It's all like one thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very cool.
That's a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good idea.
But you have to go to the store every day.
Yeah, and I have this.
But you have a good spot, like from where you're at. Like it's not hard to get to several different grocery stores.
Totally. So. And I have this New Seasons gift card that my parents gave me for Christmas. But every time I drive by the New Seasons near my house, there's a line like around the block.
Yeah.
And I know it moves fast, and I know it's just because they're fucking 12 feet apart or whatever, you know, and
but you don't want to get into the, you don't want to get in the sneech line and get your star. You don't want,
yeah,
you don't
exactly
want that. It's star-bellied sneeches.
Yeah,
it's gonna get to that point pretty soon here, that there's gonna be the sneeches that no stars and sneeches with stars.
Yep, that's already,
and then it might all switch, and the sneeches with no stars will seem like the sneeches that had stars all along, and
right,
the sneeches with stars will try to act like they didn't have stars.
Right, we didn't, what are you talking about? Right. I never had stars.
And then it'll just get all confused and life will go on.
Yeah, we'll all just kind of forget at some point.
Speaking of life getting confused and just going on, here we are. Idiots Discuss the Universe once again.
Oh, boy.
Over yon there is a Spanny Lewis and the Watson twins.
What?
Jenny Lewis and the
Watson
twins.
Oh, Jenny Lewis.
Yeah.
That's good. That's a good one.
And my name is Craig, and I also work here.
Yep.
And we're doing our podcast, and that's something that we come out with a lot, because
we're just
hard working. Spenny, your eye is really red, dude.
It's
looking not so good since we've started podcasting today.
Yeah, yeah. I was wondering if you were going to say something. Did you notice me itching it a bunch last one?
Yeah, you kind of like when we started to get accusatory about the 2006 to 2008.
God, don't bring it up again.
Metal issue that we are not going to get into again, but your eye really started to go red. I thought maybe you were having a minor tremor.
I think I might have gotten a weed flake in my eye.
Oh, okay. Is it feeling better now? Or
I think I got it out.
It's not as inflared. Like, it was just like totally Popeye. You were doing total Popeye towards the end of that last
really
one. You know, just kind of doing the one-eyed man, like,
yeah, okay.
But I'm glad that it's better.
I don't feel like an active chunk of
Keith. Look a little bit more toward, yeah, it's a lot less red. Okay, it's definitely going down in redness. It's just like between the eye and their nose is where it's red right now. But it was red all the way through. Like,
damn. No, it was. There was something in it.
Have you ever hit your eye so hard that it busts the thing and it goes red?
No.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
No.
I have a bunch.
Yeah.
I don't know how many times, but like I've had all of the eyes, just like the white parts just all red. Several times. Like graduated high school with sunglasses on because of that reason.
Oh, you don't say.
Walked the stage with sunglasses on. Everyone thought I was being cool, but it's just because I didn't want to shame my mother with both of my eyes being black.
Ah, he's a violent child. Violent child. Oh, my. Well, you know, speaking of violent children, I hung out with Garrett a lot.
Garrett
Taylor,
our much loved guest of the show.
Yeah, we are
the host of An Ounce an Inch.
An Ounce an Inch. Go watch that.
Which is a horrifying thing that like you don't want your children anywhere near.
Definitely not. It's the only reason it hasn't been taken off YouTube is because no one knows about it. but believe me, if they found out, they would take it down immediately.
Yeah.
But it's a fun podcast, and you should check it out. But I was hanging out with Garrett and Taylor and my boy Pat, Pitmaster Pat. We went to Austin, Texas. Mm-hmm. We took a trip to Austin, Texas, and by golly, I'm a Texan at heart. I think I'm a true Texan. No, it was a lot of fun. I just had a great time. It was cool to see life closer to resembling normal. You know, being around an active society. Like there was one day we went to the river, or it was Cold Springs. And it was beautiful. There was just people out laughing and children running around. And it was, you know, just music blasting and beautiful women tanning and people having a great time, you know. And just a kind of a carefree environment. And you know, we were leaving and I got emotional for a second because I was like, holy shit, you know, just tried to, you know, soak it in because
all that freedom
down there. Because you're like, god damn, you know, really isn't much of a thing.
Garrett Albel almost overdosed on freedom.
Yeah, that's right. Ain't no such thing, brother. Ain't no such thing as too much freedom. You can't overdose.
Spenny's in the back mainlining the freedom again. Smack him on the head, wake him up.
Yep. Oh, I would get a good dose of that freedom. That's right. It was good. It tasted good, you know? And it
it was nice, man.
I think that's true. I think Texas is kind of reaping the benefits of that attitude too, as far as like they're growing. They're growing through the pandemic, and everywhere else is like not growing.
Right. Yeah. And, no, they are.
And Austin is like, I guess that. Did you see Elon Musk there?
Didn't see Elon Musk.
Would you have tried to punch that guy in the mouth if you'd seen him?
No.
Oh,
why?
I don't know. You could say like, I fucking punched Elon Musk in the mouth. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, he would probably fucking teleport me to Mars, dude.
Listen to my band. Woo, Odious.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Oh, like a publicity stunt.
Oh, sure, dude.
Yeah.
Position. You are in position for you need the publicity stunt.
Right.
That's where you're at right now with both of your projects. Like, if you just had a big thing to get, you know what I'm saying,
on
the national news.
A big kerfuffle.
That's the ticket.
That's the winning ticket.
It has to be chef's kiss kerfuffle.
It has to be the right one, right.
But maybe punching Elon Musk in the mouth is one of those that he pisses off half the world and makes half the world happy, like regularly switching those back and forth. So like he'd be a good one because whoever hates him would kind of love you. So we kind of switch back and forth, and then you just kind of pick people
just
up.
Get a bunch of fans, and then people would eventually forget and be like, why are they famous again? I don't know. Their music's good though.
Right.
Yeah. No, that's a good
idea.
Or
everyone would be like, oh, because he punched Elon Musk.
Oh, right. He's the one who, remember
still the music's
viral video?
Good. You know, like we're on like the third album. It's good.
Yeah.
So you got to be looking for opportunities.
I know. I should have been. I did see some famous people down there. I could have punched Donnell Rawlings in the mouth. and he was so blacked out that I don't think he would have even known. Yeah,
I don't know who that is.
Do you remember, you know Chappelle's Show?
Yeah.
So you know, I'm rich, biatch.
Yeah.
Oh, Ashy okay. Larry.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Donnell Rawlings.
Oh, right on.
So the first night we went to Kill Tony, which is a live podcast, comedy podcast thing that they do out of Antone's now. And basically it's like Tony, Red Band, who's another, who's the producer, and then they have like a guest comedian and they're on a panel.
Mm-hmm.
And then people put their name in a hat, wannabe stand-up comedians put their names in a hat and they get drawn up and they do a minute of stand-up. And then the judges...
And then they get a critique.
Then they get a critique, yes. Which oftentimes can be searing.
Yes.
And so it was awesome to see. And Donnell Rawlings was the guest judge.
Oh, very nice. Okay.
Yeah. So...
But he was just blackout drunk.
Well, not at this point.
Okay.
Okay, so we get in there, and it's going great. He's hilarious. And he is the kind of comedian and performer who is kind of... deliberately breaking the rules all the time. He's just kind of flies off the handle. So, you know, when Tony's trying to say his spiel, like, all right, each comedian comes up and gets 60 seconds to, you know, he's doing the bit. Like, Donald will be like, hey, man, like, what the fuck? What do you, you know what I mean? Interrupting
uh-huh,
him. And,
uh-huh.
But it's funny, you know, but he's kind of this volatile performer. And things are going good. Things are going smooth. And then this one comedian from Ohio comes up. Apparently, he got some sort of golden ticket where they flew him out there like it was a contest or
okay.
something
uh-huh.
and he does a minute and it's pretty good and he's a big black dude
mm-hmm.
and at some point him and Donnell start going at it, you know, kind of roasting each other and then the big black guy, his name was Aloe, he gets Donnell with just some very savage burn that kind of turns the audience, you know,
against him.
No, against Donnell, sort
okay,
of, or
uh-huh.
just, you know, they just very much laugh at it
uh-huh.
and like, oh shit, it was something about like, you know, when'd you get those Air Force Ones, it was when Dave Chappelle cut you the check kind of a thing
uh-huh.
along those lines, which if you know anything, you don't make fun of a black man's shoes. All right, I mean any man's shoes, but like
okay,
and I know this is a stereotype, but it's, I saw the repercussions. All right, so Donnell fucking gets pissed and he starts basically, he stands up and he starts doing a monologue, right?
Uh-huh.
He starts talking about how he's, you know, fuck the realist in the game, and that's why this, you know, he starts like really defending his position. And he's like, I'm not a gimmick. I'm not a gimmick. All right. You know, all this stuff. It's a pretty good monologue. It was entertaining.
Uh-huh.
You know, and you're like, okay, now he's just going to sit down. We can get back to the show. And at some point during this whole thing, one of my friends who I was with, he's very drunk, okay?
Uh-huh.
And I don't think he had had anything to eat for 36 hours and was just guzzling down Tito's.
Uh-huh.
And he proceeded to yell, say I'm rich, biatch, again.
Woo!
Oh, yeah.
Dude, own twice, dude. That's
yeah.
like the massive, like... smackdown heckler thing of all time almost. That's fucking crazy.
It was. And
did
we're
people
like,
freak out and laugh? Or did,
yeah,
did
a lot
they
of,
laugh?
A lot of people laughed, yeah. And then to the point where Tony was like, you at that table over there, you're the fucking worst, you man bun faggot. Sorry, I'm just quoting him. But he said, you know, something along those lines. Where he wrote, and then that kind of shut my friend up a little bit. You know,
dude, that's legendary.
It's legendary.
It's
okay.
fucking cruel, and like it's got a lot of other problems.
There's problems, but get this.
Okay,
Donnell sits back down. All right, you can tell he's like stewing in his head. It did not go the way he planned.
Let me ask you, how much silence is there after like Donnell finishes and your friend shouts that out? Is there like immediate laughter of that, or is there just like a second or two of just like everybody taking in the fact that,
yeah, it was like more like that. It was more like that. People were like, oh shit,
oh god.
And then Donnell at that point, at some point, you know, they're trying to continue the show, he just gets up and walks out.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, dude.
And he left. And they're like, I think he went to the bathroom, and he just never comes back. and we watched Tony kind of all flustered finish the show, you know. And we're like, holy shit, dude. Like, what the fuck?
You broke the fucking comedians.
Yeah, but
dude,
I don't even want to give this friend like that. He did. Like, that is kind of, it was the nail in the coffin. Like, it was a combination of things, but it'll gas this guy up too much. He doesn't need
right,
that.
Right,
he doesn't need that gas. You know what I mean?
Gotcha.
But it is more or less what happened. And I mean, after the show,
it's like something out of a movie.
Yeah.
You know, it's like something out of a movie. You couldn't script it better.
No. That's why I was like,
all right, I'm sorry.
Well, what's happening?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead and tell me the rest of the story. So,
okay.
He leaves and then they make excuses and the show's over.
Show's over. And we get up and, you know, the rest of it goes pretty smoothly. You can tell they're just kind of like uncomfortable though. And my friend goes over to Tony, because who's schmoozing around. He's like, hey man, I'm the one who's being all loud and obnoxious. I'm sorry, you know. And then Tony's just like, ah, it's fine, you know. Mm-hmm. Donnell's Donnell. And, you know, the show's over, so it's not like, I don't know.
And it's good. Like, drama on your podcast is good.
Yeah, it's good.
Always good.
Always good, exactly.
The fact that he got freaked out and left is probably, like, it's something.
Yeah exactly.
Has that aired yet?
No. I think they air in, like, they film, like, 2 to 4 weeks in advance,
okay,
kind of a thing.
Okay, that'll be interesting.
Yeah. Wow. It will be.
Wowzers.
Yeah, and so,
that could get some heat, dude.
Yeah.
You know. It could.
That's possible. Yeah, we'll see. I don't know. But Tony told us that, hey, you guys like comedy?
You behave yourself so well here.
Yeah.
Let me invite you to this other thing.
Yeah, seriously. And
so that was cool. Like, you got to meet Tony and everything.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. It was wild.
How many people were at the... How many people would you say in the audience?
100? Maybe 100, yeah.
Okay.
80?
It's like a little auditorium or something?
Yeah, it's a little kind of like music club.
Like a high school auditorium or something?
No, not quite. No, not that big.
Okay.
Imagine like a jazz club.
Oh, okay.
You know, or
okay,
like a small comedy club.
Gotcha.
And the tables are, you know, spread out. It's like tables of four. And, you know,
so
I would say there's probably
about the size of Helium or something?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, exactly. And the band was killer. They had a fucking awesome band. And I was like, this is the first live band I've seen in a year. And they were awesome musicians.
Nice.
So that was cool. But yeah, we, you know, people shuffled out and then Tony was just hanging out at the bar. And, you know, I wasn't the one to go over. It was my other friend who did.
Uh-huh.
And he's just like that. You know, he'll just like talk to anybody.
Right.
He's like, hey, I'm sorry, dude. You know, and they're just very kind of, you know, disarming.
Because he does it so much that he just is like, that's why he does it all the time.
Yeah.
Because it works.
Yeah, exactly.
That's cool.
Yeah, and a lot of people rubs them the wrong way, but then...
And that's the one that said it. That's the one that said everything.
Yeah.
Okay.
And, but other people, like, you know, respect it or are entertained by it.
Sure.
And so anyway, we hear about the secret show, or it's called the secret show. It's advertised, but the lineup is secret.
Oh, gotcha.
And this is something that they've been doing as they've been trying to build the comedy scene down there.
Mm-hmm.
Because in LA they had like pop-ins at the Comedy Store.
Okay.
You know, you would just buy a ticket to the Comedy Store and you would get like some crazy names, right?
Uh-huh.
And so we go, and this is at the end of the trip, right? So our last night of the trip is when this other comedy show is happening.
Okay.
So in between we've had like barbecue and a lot of good meals. We went outside of Austin to we went to Rockdale, and we went to, what was the other little town we went to? Taylor, Texas, to go to Brett's Backyard Barbecue, which was so much good barbecue. Obviously, got barbecued out. But yeah, this last show, on the very last night, it turns out the guests were Ron White, Steve Byrne, who you would recognize from like... sitcoms and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Rogan, and who the fuck else was there? Brian Holtzman, who is like a really deep cut comedian, but he was the funniest.
Okay.
He's like this kind of guy who's just like having an angry conniption up there, you know, and
he's like the comedian's comedian kind of guy.
Definitely.
Yeah.
definitely.
Seeing Joe Rogan is great. That's amazing. Because like, if you went to see Joe Rogan, it would cost you like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Like, I can't go see his show.
Right. So much.
And Ron White, too.
Ron White,
you know, just to go see him at like Chinook Casino when he comes, it's like $100 or something.
You know, exactly.
It's not like cheap.
Yeah.
That's pretty incredible. And like from the pictures that you posted, you were really good seats.
Yeah.
You know?
We were on the little balcony, like right up front.
Yeah, it's perfect.
It was awesome. It was so surreal. We were all like stunned because we were like, maybe, you know, we figured it would be someone kind of big, but we didn't really know. And once Ron White came out, we kind of thought that was it.
Well, you would think, you know what I'm saying? But
yeah.
I mean, is he local? I think he is.
He lives in Austin now. Most of those dudes are like starting to move there.
Yeah.
Which
Elon Musk is there. I don't know if Joe Rogan has actually moved there personally yet.
He has.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
That's what he was saying.
Uh-huh. Right on.
Yeah.
Cool.
And he's like, we've got plans. We've got plans for this place. That's what he was saying.
What does that mean?
I don't know. He's like, don't worry though. We got plans. We're going to shut down the border when it gets cool enough, you know. When it gets big enough, we're going to cut it off. I don't know. He was making jokes about that. But I'm like, he has been having dinner with like Governor Abbott and shit like that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's something happening down there. That's where the comedy scene is at. And yeah, we got really lucky with that. It was incredible. And so those were like the highlights of the trip.
Those are pretty great highlights.
I mean, there's more too, like at the end of the show. So Tony Hinchcliffe closed the show. He did comedy at the last one, right?
Uh-huh.
And he started going off on Chinese people. And just China. He's like, you know what? I'm just going to say it. I'm sick of them. You know? You made some bat soup, and you know... We're dealing with the consequences right now. You know, he's just kind of being blatantly, stupidly racist. And it was funny. But, you know, there's been all this news,
uh-huh.
like Asian hate. And we notice out of the corner of our eye, like two people get up and go downstairs. And then we look, and it's like two Chinese people have gotten, and they're like standing like it's Tiananmen Square, like...
Oh, right.
Arms crossed
right in front of
the stage. And Tony's like, "How can I help you?" And they're like, no, I'm just watching the show. It's like, okay, well, you're going to have to go back to your seat. No, I just, you know, wanted to know if is this when the racist comedy show's starting? And everyone's like, ooh. You know, it was like this whole, the guy was trying to like protest the show, basically.
Sure.
And this was the last act. And the different kinds of people that had been made fun of throughout the night. Black people, disabled people, trans people, gay people.
Uh-huh.
All, you know, two people who are trans and black and disabled.
Right,
you know,
right.
In the audience, like, you know. And they were all chortling along.
Uh-huh.
You got me there.
Right.
You know. And then it came to this, and it... You know, they marched down there and like, you know, you can't say that. And it was, you know, nothing ended up happening. Tony was like, what's your plan? What's your plan here? Like, what do you know? And then when they took him out, he was just like, now that's what I call Chinese takeout.
The security came and took him out.
Yeah. Just kind of like ushered him.
Right.
So that was kind of a...
And they were like two Chinese guys or...
It was a guy and a girl. And like, you could tell the guy went first and the girl kind of was like, ding, 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 like... up behind him and
yeah.
So anyway,
well, I mean, like, if they are Chinese nationals, right?
Hmm.
And that happened, and there's somebody from the Chinese government watching them watch that and not protest it, they would be called back to China possibly, and you know what I'm saying, like,
oh yeah,
there's levels of levels of paranoia. So like there is like this duty as someone, it depends on who they are, you know what I'm saying, like, but if they are like citizens of communist China on loan to something in Texas, because there's lots of ties all over like how that goes,
yeah,
like they would be remiss in their national obligation if they didn't do what they did, you know.
Right.
And the fact that they folded like so quickly when the security came along, like, well, okay, well, it's fine. We did what we did. Yeah. We didn't cause a scene. That's
a good point.
That's a thing. So it's something to consider.
Yeah.
Just why those people would be motivated enough to do it, because it's not generally like when you go to a comedy club, those folks generally are ready to take a joke about themselves.
Right. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and it's
you're
obvious
a comedy
like,
show.
You know, I think like the bat soup theory and all that sort of stuff is just, it's also, I mean, it's just funny.
It was
you,
jokes.
It's being you funny. Know? You know what yeah. I'm saying? And like, that's super odd behavior unless you're there to disrupt. You know, he's going to say it. But, you know, he's not like a big enough a comic. You know, no. If they did it to Joe Rogan, then right. maybe it's a thing.
Right.
You know, but like, who cares about
yeah.
him? You know,
no
one's paying any attention to that at all. You know, so like maybe, I don't know. It's just odd. That's what struck me when you told that story.
Yeah, it was odd. But it was an interesting way to cap off the night.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, so it was a great trip. St. Paddy's Day there was fucking insane.
I'll bet.
So
did you go down to that one street? What's the big the main? There's the main strip.
Well, there's
old,
Sixth.
Yeah, Sixth.
Yeah, that's where the Vulcan Gas Company, which is the second venue we went to.
Oh, gotcha. Okay,
that's where that was on Sixth, and then we spent a lot of time on Rainy.
Okay,
which is just like another like just lined with bars.
Right,
like dude. On St. Paddy's Day, just, oh my God, the amount of blonde tens just frolicking around.
Did you get total blotto drunk?
I got pretty.
You didn't lose a day drunk.
I know, no.
Not like birthday trip.
No.
Good,
none of that.
Good man.
Yeah,
good.
None of that.
But you probably had so much saturated fat cruising through your system.
Yeah,
that
it soaked it all up.
It would take a lot. It's like that in the video game we were playing when you put on that one uniform and
yeah.
then you could just drink all you want and you never get sick.
Well, really what it was, I just stuck to Moscow Mules and like an occasional beer.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. And because it was just mixing liquor that fucked me so hard and wine.
Don't
you
Moscow
know?
Mules have like a dairy?
No, it's a... ginger beer, vodka. And
oh,
wine.
Yeah. That's yeah. fine. That's fine.
Yeah.
Vodka or gin. Like, if you're going to drink multiple days in a row, you got to do one of those, too.
Yeah. No, exactly. So, yeah, it was wild. And I don't want to freak people out. I want to freak you out about the COVID-y stuff.
Uh-huh.
Man, I was in, like, a club with, like, 200 people without a mask. And they were all, like, dancing around and... It was just like old yeah. time. Like it was incredible.
Texas is open. You know,
open,
it's
baby.
Open.
And it was glorious. And it's like, it's not like we really even did anything that crazy, but just to be in like a throng.
Mm-hmm.
I miss a good throng.
Yeah.
You don't realize how, and I hear all these people talking about like, God, like now when it opens back up, like, we're going to have to stand in lines. We're going to have to be in traffic. You're going to have to talk to your neighbor again. I'm like, shut the fuck. Like, really? That was your big weight that you were carrying around all day before? You know, like, I want to go, I'll gladly stand in a line. Like, you know what I mean? Or, like, just be in a big, waiting around
that's
here to go to.
That's my fear.
What?
In a way.
What?
You know, that these people, everybody, not that these people, but everybody is now, like, had a new system imposed on them for a year. And so, like, when they go back to the old system, they're going to have, like, that removal from the system for long enough to judge it with fresh eyes. And there's going to be a lot more complaining about shit that had been calloused over. You know, the calluses
yeah.
are, you're trying to play the old chords with the raw fingers. They're
right.
not going to sound as good to start out with, you know,
yep.
because traffic is going to seem like a big fucking tiger stripe Twinkie in your pants for sure. And it's going to be trouble.
Yeah, no, I know. It's going to be an adjustment for sure. But I don't know. Just being, you know, waited in line for a drink, you know, at this place for probably way too long.
Bar, that's what the bar is about, though. That's what you do on St. Patrick's Day. Like,
yeah.
you go to wait in line for drinks.
Yeah.
That's a good 70% of every St.
Yeah.
Patrick's Day out
Definitely.
That I've ever had.
Definitely.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
20% like having fun and laughing at fucking morons, and then like 10% just sicky in the street.
yeah. But Pat Barrett got tested you know, and I got tested too and everything. Yeah. And so we're
just did the rapid COVID test on the way back. And rapid test. Everybody's negative.
Everyone's negative. So
healthy as horses.
Yep.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
I don't know. It's gonna have to go back to normal, dude. It's already like loosening up around here.
Yeah.
In a lot of ways.
Yeah.
There's just a lot of social pressure. Like, in a way, like, Portland is still like that super uptight shit that it was in like the 50s and the 60s. In a way, it's just totally like got a new set of parameters, but it still is judgy and waspy white as fucking ever.
Yeah.
And they're all watching what everybody's doing, and you know, they'll call you out in the street for fucking anything. It's really quite the opposite of like a place like Texas.
Yeah.
In very core, in a very core kind of way, you know. Yeah. Well, Texas used to be its own country too. Right. So you got to keep that. There's a lot of things about Texas that make it really unique. It's really like six states in one state that used to be its own country.
Right. And that's wild.
That's why Six Flags exists.
Oh.
You didn't know that, did you? Yeah.
I did not know that.
Six Flags Amusement Park is referring to the Six Flags of Texas.
Oh.
Did you go to do any historic, did you go to a museum or do any cultural things? No, probably not. Just the barbecue, which is cultural. That's a super big chunk of it, but you did
no
you did,
we
you didn't go learn about like
we did a small point. Amount there was one day we walked around downtown Austin. We went to the Capitol, looked at all the statues, read the plaques of the fallen, you know, walked around.
Who's Austin named after?
John P. Austin, the great warrior. I don't fucking know.
No, I think it's Sam Austin.
Sam Austin.
I don't know if he was a general or he was like the first. Because there's Houston, Austin,
Dallas.
Dallas is something different. Dallas isn't a person, I don't think.
Oh.
But Houston and Austin are named after people. And Houston, I think, was the first governor.
Okay.
Or he was the general that fought the Mexicans or somebody. I don't know. It's kind of get who's confused.
Yeah.
And then, so.
You know, I forget. I didn't really retain much information, but we walked around some historical places.
Looks like you were at the Capitol.
We were at the Capitol. There was this really old church that we went by and, you know, checked out from like the 1800s.
That's awesome.
Yeah. It was beautiful. I got pictures of that too.
The old stucco church?
No, it wasn't. It was like more like Gothic, honestly.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Huh.
Like a big one, you know.
Okay, very cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was a really old bakery that we walked by, like another building from the 1800s. Huge, like, kind of reminds you of like one of those giant French, like, fancy apartment buildings, if that makes sense. You know, there's like really elaborate, like a big square, but like all ornate.
The Georgian style.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's this really old bakery, apparently.
Oh, very cool.
And hotel. So check that place out.
The super high ceiling sort of thing.
Exactly.
Cool.
Yeah.
Very cool.
No, there was some really cool stuff. And honestly, the thing I took away the most was the people down there were so fucking nice. You know?
The South are, or the people in the South are just nice.
Like we had, you know, all of our Uber drivers were super nice. People in line with us while getting barbecue were just like, hey, how's it going?
Yeah.
Like
people in the Midwest are like that too.
That's why,
look at me.
Yeah.
Look how nice I am.
You're a nice guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just talk to anybody.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so.
It's nice.
Yeah. Yeah. We really appreciated it. And especially coming, you don't realize how much of a nod of a thing that is here. If you're like, hey, cool shirt. People are like.
No. I mean.
I don't know.
It's changed
it's
here.
Less. It's just, the, I know the it's mood, drastic.
Since 2005, 2006. Like, I don't know when the last major inundation of everybody started to come, but like when I first got here, like you would talk to everybody.
Yeah.
All the time.
Well, that's how we got the reputation. People are so nice there.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, but.
Not so much anymore.
Not so much anymore. But the people were really nice. A lot of just beautiful people around. I don't know if this is new, but, you know, you always hear about Texas and you're like, oh, the big beer belly and the fucking cattle ranch. You know, that's my like.
No, you think of debutantes. Debutantes and football players, kind of. I mean, like in Austin and those.
See, that's
places.
More accurate, right? Yeah. And see, I'm just. I got brainwashed as a youngin to be like, oh, the South is, they're a bunch of whatever the fuck. And so.
Well, there's a reason for that sake, too,
right,
for sure.
Right.
You're like going to like the San Francisco of the South.
Totally. No,
don't forget that.
I do understand that. I do. But yeah, it was really cool. And, you know, just refreshing to be in a place that, you know, was operating.
Yeah.
And I'm stoked to go back, but I kind of hope that Portland is looking something like that this summer. You know, I think it will be, hopefully. I don't know. But we'll see. Man, there was a lot that happened, though. There was a lot of fun times. We broke into the hotel pool and smoked a blunt after hours. Dude, Garrett and Taylor, like, they get up to some shit. You know, like there's things that I just shouldn't even say.
Yeah, probably. It'd probably be best.
Yeah, but it was great. It was an awesome trip.
So if you go back, do you want to go back to Austin or do you want to go someplace else in Texas?
I'd like to explore Austin more because I feel like I just scratched the surface, right. But I would like to go to other places in Texas.
Yeah, I've been to Austin and San Antonio.
Oh yes,
I would like to go spend time in like Houston and then along the coast, like Corpus Christi, Galveston, like all of that. Like my relatives that lived in Missouri would always go there for vacation.
Okay, yeah,
it's pretty great.
Yeah,
I mean, I don't know what it's like at this point, but that Gulf Coast there, I think, is pretty fantastic.
Yeah, that would be pretty fucking awesome. No, it was beautiful. The weather was awesome. Yeah, can't speak highly enough about it.
I mean, because it's that southern part of it is full rainforest. Very, very tip of Texas is further south than Florida. And it's kind of like an Everglades rainforest sort of swampy kind of thing.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah, no, I think it's very cool.
Yeah.
And then it gets just super dry. But like there's like this weird like pocket down there, if I'm remembering is correct. Mm. But it's fucking so huge. Like, Texas, like, you can drive for 12 hours. I remember driving across Texas once, and it seriously, like, took us 10 hours to drive across Texas.
Yeah.
Going 85 miles an hour.
It's insane.
Yeah.
It's absolutely insane. And flying in, you know, you're just like, holy shit. Like, how flat it is.
So
how far
huge.
You can see.
So huge.
You know? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I watched a Disney film, The Adventures of Davy Crockett, speaking of Texas.
No way.
And that was an interesting thing, you know, in the sense that, like, of course, they had a warning at the beginning of it that kind of like the Gone with the Wind stuff. But I soldiered on. I was brave.
Trigger warning.
I hadn't watched it for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I knew the song. I don't know how I knew the song. I think I had the 45 record when I was a kid.
Okay.
Born on a mountaintop of Tennessee, free estate in the land. No, green estate in the land of the free. Something, something. He killed a bear when he was only three. Davy Crockett. It's such a great tune, and it sings, and it has different choruses all the way through the movie, which I didn't realize. But it's super like campy, sort of like Moonshine Kingdom.
Isn't the live action?
Yes, live action with Jimmy Stewart. I think is who's playing.
Weird.
Yeah.
Huh.
Is that who it is? Jimmy Stewart.
There's a tree over here.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it is Jimmy Stewart that plays. Look it up real quick. Look it up.
I'm gonna chop this tree down, I think.
Yeah. No. No. That's kind of how it is. Well. You know. We're gonna. And then it had. Andrew Jackson is one of the characters in it, where he works for Andrew Jackson.
Davy Crockett, King of the Wild Frontier.
Yeah.
So cast.
Might be.
Oh, Gregory. It's Fess Parker.
Fess Parker
plays Davy Crockett.
Okay, shit. But he's kind of a Jimmy Stewart clone.
Okay.
But he's really good. He's really good at it. And
I'd really want to see Jimmy Stewart as Davy Crockett.
He would have done great. And he really does kind of sound like Jimmy Stewart and look a little bit like it, but it's obviously
He's just got such a city slicker vibe.
Jimmy Stewart?
Yeah.
Oh, no, he seems like a Midwest farm guy. Well, yeah.
Oh, I guess, yeah.
Yeah, he's got that Midwest. I guess a little bit of like a, because he does have, sort of have a gangster.
Just all of his roles. Yeah, all of the roles I've seen, he's always in like a suit and tie, and he's just like in the city somewhere. He's being mean to like Lauren Bacall or something.
Yeah, yeah, I guess. I mean, he's like a Midwesterner.
Yeah, okay.
You know, yeah, I would say. Yeah, I don't know. I really got the like the Humphrey Bogart vibe from.
See, that's what I get the same.
I don't get the same. I don't get the same vibe from those guys. But I mean, that's totally like neither here nor there.
Right. Yeah.
But
yeah. Totally. Yeah.
He's more homespun for me. He's more of like a, you know, well, you're my uncle. Come on,
right.
Sit down and let's smoke my corn cob pipe here.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Well, you just sit down by the fire.
We're back. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I used to fuck your mother twice a week.
Oh, shit. Jimmy, he's so great. Have you ever seen the movie Harvey with him?
No.
With the big invisible 8-foot rabbit or whatever?
No.
It's such an amazing movie. It's black and white, but it's so fucking psychedelic, fucking crazy movie. Cool. Yeah, it's a classic.
When was it? The 60s?
1930
oh, shit.
Something. Yeah. Cool. No, it's great.
Oh, damn.
No, shit was weird back then.
Yeah.
What was I saying?
Davy Crockett.
Davy Crockett. Yeah. That fucker died at the Alamo.
Oh, that's right.
But there's a lot of troubling things in it. They had like a Jewish man that was wearing red makeup as one of the Indians, and he was just all, wow, just being all fucking crazy. And,
yep.
But they do try to talk about things like, you know, Davy Crockett definitely tried to make the government like keep its treaties with the with the Indians, at least as far as
the
like
aliens.
Aliens. I don't know. I keep saying, I make that mistake a lot for some reason, or I just throw aliens in for things other than.
That's just what you're thinking about all the time.
Aliens, maybe, or it's coming through.
Yeah,
you
alien.
Know? Like Philip K. Dick, where I'm just like a lightning.
You're
rod.
A conduit.
A conduit.
Yeah.
For Varnus.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, I still can't remember Varnus. Varnus, not
Varnus,
now.
Varnus, help me.
Not
come
now,
on.
Varnus.
God damn
oh,
it.
Shit. But yeah, no, Davy Crockett's really troubling in a lot of levels. Yeah. There's an Andrew Jackson thing, but he kind of goes against Andrew Jackson because Andrew Jackson's a lion thieving kind of double-cross the Indians sort of thing.
Okay.
Even though Davy Crockett shoots quite a few Indians, you know, and he really does help Andrew Jackson like kind of slaughter some of the Indians in the Southeast. Ooh. In the beginning of the movie.
Yeah.
He does, like, you know, Red Stick is the really stereotypical Indian that he
Red Stick. Mm. Yeah.
It's maybe that's historical. I don't know. That could have been the name of the main Indian that he fought was Red Stick.
Yeah.
I don't know. But he paid the ultimate price at the Alamo.
He did.
Well, we're just gonna hang out here and hold out. Yeah. I guess I don't know what's
this
coming.
Looks like a good enough place as any to hide out. Well,
but it's an odd movie, but it's so like, man, 1950s were some weird shit.
Yeah, yeah. No, yeah. It is pretty interesting. Like, I don't know, all of these. Disclaimers that are getting added to old movies.
Yeah.
You know, like, just so you know,
it's from a different time.
In case that wasn't already fucking very apparent. Oh, this looks like it was filmed 120 years ago. Mm-hmm. And look at that. They got a white guy. Look at, what do you know? They had some backwards opinions and beliefs, you know. And it's not like, I just don't think like the disclaimer, it just is a little bit, is pedantic the right word?
You know, it's almost like a medieval movie, like saying like, well, these people are going to be riding horses, you know, because they didn't have cars. I want everyone to be like, they're not dumb.
Right.
It's not like they're just not taking the cars.
Right.
You know,
they didn't
even
have
they're
them.
Hurrying to places they didn't have them. They had to take the quickest way that they could go because it happens in the past.
Right.
Which is different than now.
Right. Or like, just so you know, back then they did capital punishment via guillotine. And so that's,
it's about the French Revolution.
But just so you know, we don't support that anymore.
Right.
We don't do that, and we should think about why we still don't do that. I don't know.
And it's at the point now that you can take movies that were against the thing that...
Yeah, they're progressive for the
time. They're progressive for the time.
Right.
And they are being censored because they're not progressive enough for our time, even yeah. though they helped shift opinion to get to the point that people were at. They can't, they don't have enough nuanced opinion or trust people enough
yeah.
because they're just breeding them dumber. So you've got to like filter out the stuff that makes it hard to, you know, that
yeah.
confuses them. You don't you don't want to confuse them.
No.
Yeah. You don't want to confuse them.
People are already too easily confused.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm just wondering who watches like Gone with the Wind and is like, you know what? Slavery seemed pretty good. You know? Who watches fucking Davy Crockett and was like, yeah, I'm glad we got him. I'm glad we got all the engines, you know? It's like, what the fuck? Like, maybe they're out there.
I'm sure there are. There are.
But then, okay, is the disclaimer.
Well, there's the dudes in Wyoming that'll be like, it was the American Indian Wars. You know, it was wars.
Right.
Dude, well, yeah. I mean, that's what it was. And we won the war.
No, I know. I
mean, you know, and they'll be I don't know. That's why they have the place that they have is because we won the war.
Right.
And it was a war.
Yeah.
You know, it's not, I don't know. It's really a weird, it's really a weird, different take.
Genocide. But anyway.
In certain instances, it was. It was that. It was fucking horrible.
War crimes.
I mean, a lot of the shit was horrible. Yep. War crimes on both sides.
On both sides, for sure.
I mean, they collected human scalps.
Yep.
I mean, that's a real fucking thing.
That's raising the stakes.
Scalping was a real deal.
That's definitely raising the stakes.
Yeah.
You know, you're really trying to spread fear.
Right.
But...
And it's not like a lot of the Indians were just like super peace loving great folks before the Americans showed up too. I mean, they were scalping each other. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and we kind of came into it, and it was just like
giant shit show.
It was a giant shit show.
Yeah.
But yeah,
it's just interesting with these movies. You know, just taking old movies that are progressive for the time, and then needing to put an extra disclaimer for the ding dong Sally and fucking Jerry's out there who don't understand that this was made a long time ago and different. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know who doesn't get that, but whatever.
Well, I don't think that it's they don't get it. They just are looking for their hill to fight and conquer, you know?
Right.
And, like, people are looking for... That's a good portion of castle culture, I think, is that people want jobs.
Hmm.
You know, and so they, like, kind of try to get rid of the people above them. If they've got ammo, they try to do it. And then more people move into it because that's what happens.
It's crazy. But, you know, buy up your DVDs at Walmart while you still can just so we can, you know, have them.
Support Walmart. No matter what. Just make sure you're supporting Walmart.
You got to support the little guy out there, you know. Go up to the greeter who's, you know, got early onset dementia and just go flip a penny into his front pocket. And
no, to be honest, like, seriously, my Bible movie was the only money I've spent at Walmart in a really long time.
Yeah, no, I haven't been to Walmart.
I looked at the sandwiches and they didn't look so good.
Yeah, no,
I always can judge a retail place by what kind of sandwiches they're selling.
I don't know why, but today, anytime you've said retail a few times, I always think you're gonna say the other R word. You always judge a retail place. Like, what? Oh, retail. Like, earlier you were like, I had a really transgressive retail person. I was like, did you just call someone a transgender retard? Like,
you must have a retard on the mind. I don't know, because I haven't been thinking retard.
I know. That's weird.
And I just said the word twice for you, so you can get it.
Yeah. Right, it was different than what you were saying.
It was as thrilling as you expected?
No. It wasn't bad, though.
Yeah.
It wasn't as thrilling, though.
Oh, the heights we've seen with words we've said.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
You guys have no idea.
Oh, they got an idea.
They probably have an idea. They probably have an inkling. But, well, folks, that was my trip to Austin.
Lone Star State extravaganza.
Yeah. It's a pretty good time. Texas is a cool place. I am all about it.
And should we take everybody home with like an old Texas tune?
Yeah.
What do you want to do? Like, we could do like Bob Wills. No, actually, let's do All My Exes
Come from Texas.
Yeah. Let's see, what's the good version of that one? Just look that up and see what the top ones are.
All my exes live in Texas. George Strait.
Read, what's the next one?
Let's see. Songs. Whitey Schaefer.
Yeah, no, we want George Strait.
Okay.
Yeah, awesome.
All right. Well, y'all, it was great to see you. And by golly, please come by again soon. We really did enjoy your company.
Do they still use the accent quite a bit just before we get out of here? You don't hear it.
We heard it a little bit. No,
we got out to Taylor and stuff.
Yeah, to Taylor. Heard it a little bit more. Oh, dude.
It's a shame you didn't get really into Texas, though. You know, like you need to kind of go see what that is. And you also need to visit in the middle of the summer. That's going to be the thing that it's going to be like the big hiccup from Texas becoming California.
Yeah.
Is that shit turns into just a fucking butt swamp of fucking disease and insects like for 3 months of the year.
Yeah.
Just it's bad, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
That it's bad.
Summer
that
in Texas.
Midwest, southern Midwest humidity is wicked.
Yeah. No. I could already tell that it was going to be pretty shitty. But yeah, I need to go back, so that might happen. But not a lot of accents down there. No, but we did, once we got to Brett's backyard barbecue, there was this little blonde cutie running the cart. She was like, "Hey, y'all." And it was just like, I just fucking
fell in
love. As Asher would say, I lost a little cum.
Oh, shit. That's his catchphrase.
It's his catchphrase. I lost a lot of cum during that movie. Oh, man. You lost it? What? It's not good.
It's not good.
It's not good.
It's a weird thing to get your mind around when you hear that.
Yeah. He lost it. It wasn't voluntary. So he misplaced it. That's the trip on the books right there. So let's let's check out All My Exes Live in Texas, because hopefully,
and try not to lose any cum.
Try not to lose any cum while you listen to this song. Try to keep it all in your balls whatever.
All right, fire it up, Sweaty.
All right, love you.
Her broom, sweet Eileen's Nabilene, she forgot I hung the moon, and Allison's in Galveston somehow lost her sanity, and Dimples, who now lives in Temple's, got the law looking for me. All my exes live in Texas. Texas is a place I'd dearly love to be, but all my exes live in Texas, and that's why I hang my hat in Tennessee. It brings to mind another time where I wore my welcome thin. By transcendental meditation, I go there each night, but I always come back to myself long before daylight. I'm doing love.